back in the 1970s, Basco, we didn't understand economics that well either. Basco doesn't seem to think that he and I are capitalists. And even though Basco recently was involved as a capitalist with buying up a firm, Basco, depreciation is a cost. You don't make a profit by paying for your depreciation. You should learn that. When you and I are renting offices and they depreciate, and the rent that we pay has to pay for depreciation. No capitalist gets profits out of depreciation. That's a cost. We at the SOA Forum and Bhaskar at Jacobin is bringing in new technology. He's actually planning a movie. He's planning a book. We're planning to expand, and we don't make any profit, but obviously we raise revenue for that. So this idea of Bhaskar's that you need profit. Profit, obviously, the profit and loss system, I believe, is indeed highly productive. But it's a matter of choice under capitalism. It's not something that it has to be imposed on people. If you want to run a company that's profit-making, as most people do, that's fine. But many, many people just run their businesses and earn a salary from it. And Bhaskar, if they need money to innovate or expand, they raise the money. If they need to pay for depreciation, as every capitalist must, they have to pay for that too. But they don't make any profit out of it. They just raise funds for those things. So please get your economics straight. Capitalism is just a series of choices. Private ownership of the means of production to do what you want with that private ownership. Now, Bhaskar has now used that ugly word, state-owned banks. Bhaskar has told us, we don't need crowdfunding. Okay, you not only don't need it, Bhaskar, I assume it's going to be unlawful. I assume you're going to forcibly shut it down because it's evil, because it raises money for people to own and operate private capital. You want state-owned banks, and you said, hey, look, we have that. Well, you know what that is, Bhaskar? That's the ugly thing we libertarians called crony capitalism, or I prefer to call it crapitalism, after what my Uncle Abe, the socialist, used to call it, state-owned banks, deciding on and evaluating your profit potential. These state-owned banks are going to do that, and we're going to trust them. We can't use crowdfunding. We can't use any alternatives. My SOHO Forum is going to go before these state-owned banks, and they're going to be people with vision, and they're going to be evaluating my potential. It's going to be a totally fair process, and if they turn me down, I'll know that, well, my freedom has been conserved. Well, that is crapitalism. That's the rule by elites. Now, you mentioned the pension fund deal in Sweden. I'm talking about the voluntary movement of peoples into socialism. I am, in a friendly way, trying to call your bluff. What I'm trying to ask you to do is to get consumers. They have enormous power. As I said, the bottom half control one-third of all consumer spending. I'm asking you to get them to voluntarily do it and not take away the freedom of people, of Kenny Loggins and Kenny Loggins wannabes who do want to raise money through crowdfunding, of venture capital firms who do want to raise money, of all the dispersed information we have out there that capitalism assembles. No in thunder to your state-owned banks, Bhaskar. Now, apart from that, you mentioned Sweden as though, oh, we libertarians just lately learned that they're capitalists. Well, the Nordic countries have been brought up, and indeed, they're fundamentally capitalist. When the Prime Minister of Denmark said, no, we are not socialists, he knew what he was talking about. But Bhaskar, what you are doing is cherry-picking these countries. You are ignoring Spain, Greece, Italy, Portugal. You're ignoring Venezuela. You're ignoring all the whole range of countries that have chosen this route, and you've decided, the U.S. is going to be like the Nordic countries, like the Swedes. Well, Swedish Americans live better than Swedes in Sweden. And I think that, for example, when it comes to medical care, will we really have Medicare for all, or will we have the Veterans Administration for all? That wonderful government-run medical care system that's turned into a charnel house of bureaucratic killing. That's what can also happen under such regimes. But again, Bhaskar, learn. Capitalism is all about choices. It's not necessarily about profits. Learn your economics and march in the right direction toward voluntarism as a lover of freedom. Thank you.